It's Matt Horton here from Phoenix FM, and we are doing Phoenix Summer of Festivals. We are Latitude, and I'm currently joined by Parcels. How are you guys doing?
Latitude. Good.
How are you feeling after last night?
Ginger.
But
happy. It was a great show.
Yeah? So for those that don't know, Parcels just sold out the show at Somerset House. So it was a good set, yeah?
It was a real special show.
Yeah?
It was an hour that kind of flew by in a cacophony of high extreme feelings.
I saw that you'd kind of come from all over the place. One of you come from Greece, someone came from the south of France. So is this kind of the back of a bit of a break for you guys?
Or? Yeah, we had 10 days off, surprisingly. We rarely get days off in this extreme festival season circuit.
Yeah.
So everyone took that chance to like fly away and have a few days with family, girlfriend and such.
Nice. So your debut, Parcels, came out nearly a year ago now.
I'm starting to get stressed.
How have things been?
They've been good. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a year of shows now. We've been to I don't know how many continents, but it's been a real blast.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun to see how the songs have progressed and to I don't know, they still mean something to me, even a year later. Which is nice.
Yeah. And I actually first saw you guys back in 2017. You supported a band called Phoenix.
Yeah.
How was that touring with those guys? What was that like?
For starters, they were one of our big influences on us musically, and also as a collective, as guys. And it was just kind of a dream thing to be able to hang out with them and meet them and play those big shows with them.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger shows we played up until that point. And the coolest thing about them was seeing how much they were a band still.
Yeah.
How they were still friends, and they would be checking things every day, and just to show that even on a big stage and on a big tour circuit, you can still be like workshopping your set every day, and it's not just able to live. Like they've got so much between the guys.
I mean, in Australia, there's so much good music coming out at the moment. Dean Lewis, DMAs, Cobb Sport, Evie Irie, and when I've spoken to other Australian artists, they talk of this kind of community with Australian artists because you're quite far away. You're the other side of the world, so to kind of come all the way to Europe, to come to England, it's a long way, and you're kind of all in this together. Do you find that the case? Is there a real community, like regardless of the genre of music that you are, together as Australian artists?
We've lived in Berlin for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I don't feel a part of that community. But I do feel a little sense of like when I see another Australian band on the road. We had it the other night. We were in Switzerland and there was like two other Australian acts, and we all kind of like we were looking at each other like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I still feel a part of like the greater Australian, like just being Australian community. But we do feel like we have a community in Europe
for sure.
Yeah. And there's some acts that we've befriended and that we see at festivals, and it's like
who are they?
We've got L'Imperatrice
from
Paris and Agar Agar.
Okay.
And I'm just waking up, but there's definitely some others.
That's right. So musically, obviously, the album's nearly a year. Yeah, it's been out. What's the kind of going forward? Are you one of those bands that's writing all the time, or are you kind of right? We're touring this album, we're doing this promo. Think about second album another time, or is it kind of always in the back of your mind?
We're kind of only have the capacity for kind of one thing.
Yeah,
I think individually we're writing all the time. In between, I'm sure it's the same for the other guys. When you get home and you have like more than 3 days off touring, you do write music. I think we really have to kind of, as a group, focus on individual things. We focus on the live set, we focus on the album. Right now we're focusing on the festival season, but looking towards the future for recording.
And your kind of music, it owes itself to, you know, these sort of festivals, summer, being drunk, having a good time, you know.
Yeah.
When you write those songs, you and the crowd, does that come into your mind? You kind of think, how are we going to perform this live? You know, is this going to be a pinnacle in the set? Is this going to be a real, does that kind of come in? Or do you just kind of write the songs and then think, how is this going to come across live later?
I mean, we wrote a new set for this festival season, particularly for this season, about what was going to keep the songs interesting for us after having already played them.
Yeah.
And then what was going to keep it interesting for a festival crowd as well. And tailor your set to the kind of shows that you're going to play.
Yeah.
Keeping it high energy, but having your highs and lows.
Yeah.
And an interesting festival set, that's what we want.
do you approach them kind of differently? So I know last night was a full-on headline set, but so is there anything other than timing that will affect your set today, or just kind of thinking, oh, we're in Suffolk now, we're in farmers country, are we going to play a different kind of set? Or
because we like to dive really deep into like the live set, which means that once we've gone deep, because we spent so long on it before the festival season, once we're on the road, like, unless something's really not working, like, we'll stick to it. But we change up the order depending on how long we've got on stage. I think we're perfectionists in that essence of, like, we need to see how a thing works and how it reacts with the audience, and once it works, it's like, let's leave that until we have another month to make something new.
Yeah. And do you get quite, you're kind of saying tired, keeping it fresh for yourselves. Does it get quite tiring easily, you know, playing the same set every night, or?
That's one of the reasons why we do, like, while we shake it up, and we do lots of interludes and, like, intros that aren't on the record, and outros and, like, crossfades between songs.
Is it ever just like made up on the spot sort of stuff? Or
no.
Like jamming, no? It's always pre.
We're too invested in what it's going to sound like. Yeah, I'm sure it would sound great if we made it up on the spot, but we're not there yet somehow. Yeah. We trust ourselves when we've been working on it for 3 weeks.
That's fair enough. So, I mean, final question to you guys. Actually, two questions. One, what are you listening to at the moment? What kind of music is getting you going?
I was just listening to a Tom Misch.
Oh, yeah, Tom Misch. I love Tom Misch.
Session, and he had a woman with him called Carmody, I think her name was.
Do you take influence from kind of people today, or are you kind of...
Definitely.
I think we're getting more and more open-minded, I guess.
Yeah.
I think we, in the early days, we had like a specific idea about what we thought the band was going to be and what was cool. But then once you've kind of done that, you...
and we are cool.
No, like, well, yeah. Sure. But like, once you've kind of made the music that you... thought you should make, then you start searching for something else.
Yeah.
And then you have to open up your mind and see everything new and old. And
yeah. There was something on your website, I remember it said about you calling the album Parcels because it's the truest representation of yourselves, you know, it's who you are. And do you think maybe that the next record may be more influenced, not saying it won't be yourselves, but it'd be more influenced by other things? And
It will be less definitive.
Like, right.
But it's an album's always definitive of a band at the time, in that moment. But it will. It's gonna attempt to capture us. It's gonna attempt less to try and capture us as a whole, and more probably convey an idea or convey something else.
Yeah, sounds good. So, final question: out of all these shows you played this last year, or maybe longer, what's been your favourite, and what's been your least favourite?
Last night was really amazing.
Yeah, last night was probably the best.
We do a funny thing when we get off stage where we just have to talk about it.
Like, right. Well, you're not going to just get off stage and just be in silence.
No.
It's a good thing and a bad thing because last night, like, we came off stage and everyone was just, like, totally high. And, yeah, we only said positive things, like, but we just, like, we need to debrief on, like, moments that happened and, oh, that was amazing and, oh, did you see that person in the crowd and blah, blah, blah. But it also happens when we have, like, a bad set is that we come off stage and we have to run through everything that went wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Even if that's not the best thing to do at that moment. But last night I came off stage and I couldn't think of one thing that went wrong or that didn't work or, like, it was just a... It was really... Also having some time off before. Like,
so it's kind of refreshing.
Refreshing.
Kind of,
play a show again.
Yeah.
But what's the question? The worst one?
Yeah.
You know what was pretty bad? Not specifically the show.
Right.
But the Latitude Festival last year.
Right.
It was like one of our first UK visits.
Yeah.
And we were playing like in a tent, like a tent that you camp in, not like a tent that you
play showing. Yeah.
And it was super late, and it was, I don't know, we were maybe in a bad place as well.
Yeah.
But it was... No. But just, like, the whole day that surrounded... The show wasn't bad. The show was great. But I think that was an experience. And now this year we've got, like, a... we're in the different artists. We weren't in this artist area last year.
Though. Yeah.
So it's
good to see the progression. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Better spot this year.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that's about it. So thank you very, very much for talking to us. I'm sure that you won't be doing that when you come on stage later. You'll be talking about it because it will go really, really well. I'm sure you're playing the BBC Sound stage later today. Best of luck. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.